Report: Taylor Swift frontrunner to head Super Bowl halftime show. By Warner Todd Houston on September 23, 2022. According to reports, pop star Taylor Swift is the frontrunner to take the NFL halftime show for next year's Super Bowl 57. The NFL announced Friday that the league was teaming up with Apple Music for the coming Super Bowl. "We are proud to welcome Apple Music to the NFL family as our new partner for the iconic Super Bowl halftime show," said Nanaya Asamoah, SVP of Partner Strategy for the NFL. "We couldn't think of a more appropriate partner for the world's most watched musical performance than Apple Music. A service that entertains, inspires, and motivates millions of people around the world through the intersection of music and technology." According to Variety, insiders say that a Taylor Swift NFL halftime show is pretty much a done deal. And with the halftime entertainment skewing heavily toward rap performers for the last several years, it might be time for a slight change in direction. Swift has been a major proponent of Apple Music and has debuted many of her recent songs there. And while she did have a dust-up with the service over royalties, she also praised Apple for resolving the issue. Then there is the Pepsi connection, or lack thereof. With the end of the Pepsi partnership for the NFL's big halftime show, that could easily open the door for Swift, who had joined Coca-Cola instead of Pepsi, a contract that made her a bad fit for a show sponsored by Pepsi. Swift is also set for a major concert tour, and the halftime show has often been a precursor to an artist's next tour. So, the stars seem to be aligning for Swift to join the NFL this coming year. Swift has recently won another dubious plaudit after taking criticism for being one of the worst global warming offenders for constantly flitting about the world on private jets. The Shake It Off singer has also advocated for a growing list of extreme, left-wing causes. In June, for instance, Swift blasted the U.S. Supreme Court for its decision to overturn Roe v. Wade and claimed the court stripped women of their rights. Last year, she jumped in to endorse losing Democrat Terry McAuliffe in Virginia's race for governor. And during the 2020 campaign for president, she campaigned for Joe Biden and criticized Donald Trump and his voters. She was a loud and constant critic of the Trump administration. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.